Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill is in Brazil today, beginning a three-day swing through South America. The visit comes at a critical time, with several hemisphere economies suffering from currency speculation and fears of a possible tango effect, a regional financial meltdown caused by the economic depression in Argentina. NPR's Martin Costi is in Buenos Aires to cover O'Neill's visit. Martin, three countries are on O'Neill's itinerary: Brazil, Argentina, and Uruguay, all with very big financial problems. What is he hoping to accomplish?
This trip had been scheduled before the market turbulence the last couple of weeks, so it's not entirely clear if there are serious negotiations planned during this visit or if it's more of a photo opportunity. What is clear is that Paul O'Neill's name is a household name in these countries because of the power he wields over the local economies, and people will be watching him very closely while he's here.
And how is he likely to be received?
Well, here in Argentina, he's often seen as something of a villain because he's the main spokesman of the Bush administration's ongoing skepticism toward bailout loans to countries in fiscal trouble, like Argentina was 7 months ago before its total collapse, fiscally speaking. And he's a very blunt speaker. In Argentina, he's notorious for saying things like how he's reluctant to waste the tax dollars of American men and working men and women on pointless bailouts. So, you know, he's a blunt speaker, and he's often portrayed as something of a villain here. Argentines also resent him because he represents sort of the Washington and the IMF, the International Monetary Fund's insistence that Argentina continue making cuts in public spending. They say it's a double standard. The U.S., when it goes into recession, increases spending and stimulates its economy, while they believe that Argentina was forced to sort of force its own economy into a kind of a heart attack last year, bringing on the collapse we saw in January here.
But just yesterday, O'Neill's Treasury Department announced a $1.5 billion bailout loan for Uruguay, and the first such move by the Bush administration. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, and people are watching that with a lot of interest here. There's some perception here of a change in heart, perhaps, in the Bush administration. Uruguay's banking system has suffered a near meltdown, a run on the banks about a week ago. They had to shut down the banks completely to keep that from happening. This emergency loan from the U.S. Is they hope to restore some confidence with that money. There's a sense right now that the Bush administration is drawing a distinction between countries that deserve to be bailed out, countries that have followed the correct economic procedures, such as Brazil and Uruguay, and the country that doesn't, Argentina, that is perceived as undeserving of aid.
So what does it mean when Argentina is in the undeserving category?
Well, Argentines don't particularly enjoy that status right now. They're desperate for some line of foreign credit right now to at least begin to rebuild their economy. The government of caretaker President Eduardo Duhalde has been desperately negotiating with the IMF and Washington to try to get some money flowing again. They believe they've done everything they've been asked to do to reform the economy, to change the way things are run here. But a lot of Argentines would actually probably agree with Paul O'Neill right now. They see all the same faces running their economy, and a lot of Argentines will tell you that they believe maybe a bailout still would be wasted on Argentina as things stand right now.
Martin, thank you very much. NPR's Martin Costi in Buenos Aires.